In November 1942, the tide of war began to turn. Winston Churchill had convinced President Roosevelt that an invasion of Europe would be premature. The Allies instead focused on Vichy-controlled North Africa. British and American forces landed 65,000 troops in Casablanca, Oran, and Algiers. After encountering resistance from the French colonial armies, a deal was struck with the Nazi collaborator, French Admiral Jean Dolan, and the Allies now had only the Axis to fight. Charles Collingwood, whom Murrow had hired to cover the Battle of Britain, made this report from Algiers.
Algiers is a beautiful city. To the thousands of British and American troops here, it is a vast show place with everything in it fascinating and exciting and different. It's not like any city these boys have ever known. I stopped on a street corner this afternoon to talk to a couple of them. One of them shook his head. "I've never seen anything like this except in pictures," he said. And the other one looked at him and said, "I've never seen anything like this, period." When the Americans took Algiers, they laid a stepping stone. Now the British First Army is here, and the First Army is beginning to step. General Anderson said yesterday that the job of his First Army was to kick Rommel in the pants, and he means to do it. It's going to be a hard job. General Anderson knows it, and the First Army knows it too. They have vast distances to cover, and they've got to cover them fast. Any day now, the main body of the First Army will begin to roll, and when it does, its advance will be rapid and spectacular.